Boker Tov, world. I just would like to be makdish to learning for this daf to my mother's at Aleha Shalom. Today is her yahrzeit, Chana Shena, Bas Moreno, Rav Yaakov Yitzchak Halevi. So today's daf in Besechet Sanhedrin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ira Kedesh, is daf Mem Beit. And we got up to, we were talking about the dinim of how long in the month you can be mevorech the chodesh. So we did not yet get into the brocha, but we spoke about maybe we should make the brocha vatova meitiv versus dayana emes yesterday. And the last thing we learned was that on natural phenomena, we don't make brochas in which it's a simon of dayana emes or of Tova Meit. So what is exactly the bracha? What is its chashiva? So we're up to V'omer Ravachu Parchanino, Amr Ravasi, Amr Rav Yochanan. Kol ha-mevorech al ha-chodesh bezmano, kilu mekabo p'nei shchina. Whoever makes that bracha at the proper time is considered as if he's accepting now the face, kevyochel, of the shchina, as if he's coming to the Beis HaMikdash, k'siv hocha ha-chodesh ha-zelochem, by the Yamsuf, it says Zeh, the same Lashon of Zeh, Zeh Keli V'Anveyu. So you see that where there's a Lashon of Zeh that you can point to directly, it's as if you are pointing to the power of the Shechina in the world. Tonet Ve'Reb Yishmol, Il Malei Zochu Yisrael Ha'akbil Pnei Avim Shebashamayim Ko Chodesh V'Chodesh Dayan. Even if this was the only thing that we had in life, was that we were able to make this brocha, to be Mekabel, the Ponim, once a month, to see the hischachas of the Olam, and to get back in touch with the basics of creation, it would be worthwhile to exist just for that. Omer Abaye Hilkach Nimrinu Umad, because of that, we should be standing out of respect when we make this brocha. Marema or Marzutra were very old, and it was difficult for them to get outside and certainly to stand up, but they were Mechatfe, Mevorche, they had the people that were Metapel in them. They had them actually stand them up, leaned on them, and they would say that bracha. You know what the bracha is in Eretz Yisrael? They say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elohim B'chadesh Chodashim. So Rav Ashi said, that's the bracha. I nashiti danami mevarchi. A bracha like that, even our women could make that bracha. So and the Pashta says, okay, I mean, that's a simple bracha, and so because of that, even women could be mevorechet. I mean, but that's a question. Is there, in fact, a chiyuv bichlal for women to be mevorech lebirchas hachodesh? Now, this is a very fascinating question, because on the one hand, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehiyeh bedvara. On the one hand, you could say that the birchas hachodesh is essentially a bracha that takes place only once a month, and therefore it's a mitzvah saseh shazman. It's the type of mitzvah that the zman is gerin, and women are pturot from a mitzvah that the zman is gerin. But the mashma'ut over here in this sugya, as Rav Ashi said to Rav Acha, this is a type of bracha that our women would also be mevorach, which seems to indicate that it's more like a simple bracha, and so women can also be mevorechet. Or the more reasonable approach is that the entire relationship to Rosh Chodesh is a relationship, remember, specifically that women have. That's why there's a mitzvah on women that they don't do malacha on Rosh Chodesh, and this was the sachar of the way in which they refused to have anything to do with the Maisa Egel. So this became a zman miyuchet for women, and obviously the moon is a remes to women, a remes to the menses, and it's so connected to women's biology and so on. So because of that, he said, Anashi dida nami mevorach. But the bottom line is that it certainly seems that Noshim would be mevorach. And yet, we know that the minig is not that way, and that, in fact, the Magen Avraham says that the women are not mevorach. Because even though there are many shitas that say women should be mevorech, because it's not a din in zman, it's a din in whenever it is that the moon becomes new. So that's not a mitzvah saseh shazman gorma. And yet the Magen Avraham says that the women would be pturais. Now, the svar of the Magen Avraham is quite clear, and that is that the nature of a bracha that is dependent on the moon is by definition a mitzvah aseh shazman gorma, because the moon is the source of vehayu lemoadim lezmanim, that is time. That's how we define time. We don't have this concept of something intangible that we can't really measure, but it's, as it says, you know, the famous Mimer, time is something that clocks measure. That's the closest we can get to talking about what time is. But over here, we talk about time as an expression of the movements of the sun and the moon. So what the Magen Avraham is saying, this is the way I understand it, is that by definition, that's a mitzvah aseh shazman gorma, and therefore nashim would be pturais. So they bring a raya from this Gemara against the Magen Avraham. Right? It says over here, are nashim actually make this? And so it's interesting. I mean, the comeback to that is quite obvious, but I mean, Ramesh actually has a whole discussion on it. And he points out that, well, of course, if the bracha would be Mechadesh Chadashim, then it would just be like one of the Birchas HaRe'iyah. So of course women would be Mevarachet. It's because of the fact that we have the other bracha. That's goofy what the Gemara is saying. A bracha like that, a Birchas HaRe'iyah, it's like seeing the rainbows. You see the new moon. So, you know, Mechadesh Chodashim or Zocher Abrit. But because of that, the bracha that we do have, which is a completely no sound. Can you hear me? Or only Alon doesn't hear me. Okay, only Alon doesn't hear me. All right. So, Hani Nashi Didan Nami Vavarchi Ela Kedrav Yudah. The correct bracha would be, therefore, the bracha that is specifically, as Rav Yehuda said, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and so on. Asher b'ma'amaro b'Rashi Chakim uveruach b'vkol tzva'am chok uzman natan lahem shelo yishanu et tafkidam sasim usmechim lasot ritzon konam. Here the girsa is po'alei emet, shepu'ulatan emet, which is different than our girsa, and it would be a reference to the heavenly bodies as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'la levana amar שתתחדש עטרת תפארת למוסי בטן, שהם עתידים להתחדש כמותה. So the entire idea of Maaseh Bereishis, as we were talking about yesterday in the Chumash, the iteration of new and growing and redoing things in ways that each time becomes a greater and deeper ability for us to see more into the Chochmah and the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Olam, and certainly, as I've pointed out to you many times, that which lifted us out of a primitive state of mind and which opened humanity, bichlal, to everything, to mathematics, to science as a whole, to connection to the universe and the recognition of where we stand gradually, gradually, over thousands of years, was exactly the focus on this type of bracha, the Birchas HaMe'ores that we give every day. We talk about the bracha to the Me'ores. That's what lifted us out of the primitiveness of just being involved in our world. And it's what allows us, as it did to Avram Avinu, to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to broaden the mind, and to understand where we stand in the universe gradually. And therefore, this is an iterative eretz that is constantly renewing itself and gives us an opportunity to come face to face with the incredible chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the universe. L'fo'er li'yotzram al shem kevod malchuto baruch atah Hashem mechadesh chodashim. Okay, that brocha is more obviously than Birchas HaRe'iyah, and the whole point of it is on the fact of the hitchatshut and the recognition of the flow of time, and therefore it would be putter, as the Magen Avraham says, and that became the minhag that makes it a ptur for nashim. Masha'in came 100%. Had the bracha been the other bracha, would have been a totally different idea. There wouldn't have been the sense of mekabel pnei hashchina and being standing in the presence of a hischatshus of Maaseh Bereishis itself. Okay, once we already were speaking about Ravacha Brachanina b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, we want to bring another mimer. And that is that he also said that in the beautiful pasuk, that is very common pasuk that's quoted by people here in Eretz Yisrael, which is, Ki betach bulot ta'aseh lecha milchama. So Shlomo HaMelech says, you need to use a lot of very clever tricks when you do war. So your strategy and your tactics particularly has got to be extremely clever. And the more tachbulot you have, the more you are capable of winning out in war. What is this referring to? Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Chanina, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The lashon of tachbulot comes from, as a remez, to chavila. Chavila means packages. So, b'mi ata motzei milchamta shel Torah, the real war that we make is the war of mind, in which we come closer and closer to discovery. And, of course, that would mean that what we're talking about over here is directly connected to the maimer that we said before. So, this ongoing war, which is part of the Mechadesh Chodashim, is a war that is won with chavilot. What type of chavilot? B'mi ata motzei milchamta shel Torah, b'mi sheyesh biyado chavilot shel Mishnah. The more you have your basic facts clear, the more you're able to do those milchamot. So this is, of course, Rav Yosef, the famous story that Rav Yosef himself was the one that was considered to be Sinai, that was Odiv. We're always going to choose for Rosh Hashiva, the one who has the Mishnahs and the Brises clear, and therefore has more material available from which to be able to be Mochiach, his approach to Torah. And he called himself after Yosef HaTzadik. And that was Rav Tvuot B'Koach Shor, which is another pasuk in Mishlei. So I am like the one who was the Shor, that was Yosef HaTzadik, and I have the Rav Tvuot that Yosef brought, which was all of that production. And that was Keneged, that was the 22 years also that Rav Yosef, exactly, that was what the Gemara says. It was the same 22 years Keneged Yosef that he became Rosh Hashiva. Echad Omer, back to the Mishnah. Echad Omer b'shtei shaot b'yom, ve'echad Omer b'sholosh shaot. So what does the Mishnah say? That if there's a mistake in 1 hour, that is understandable, because, I mean, people, of course, are very, very proximate in their measurement of time. Actually, the Mefarshim say that Bizman HaZeh, where people utilize wristwatches and they have access to a more accurate time, so then Ein Hachinami, it would be considered to be a contradiction in the Eidos. So Omer Reb Shimi Bar Ashi, this is only where the function is in terms of the literal number of hours that have passed in the day. So Lo Shonu Elo Sha'ot, obviously if you're referring to a specific phenomena, see how this all fits in with the Kiddush HaChodesh and so on. When you're referring to a specific phenomena, let's say one of the Eidim would say it was right before sunrise. It was Kainam HaNetzacham. And one of the Eidim say, it was Acher Netzachama. The Eidus is Bato. This is rather obvious, isn't it? I mean, of course, that's a complete contradiction. No, what it means was, one of them says it was right before sunrise, and the other one says it was at sunrise. That's the point. Echad Omer, it was Benet. Well, it's also Pshita, isn't it? No, it's not, because look, it's easy for somebody to mistake the brightness in the sky immediately before sunrise to the actual sun, even though it's really only a reflection of the sun, which is about to come up. So I might have thought that that's what happened over here. Habigi Luyakoi, the one who claimed it was during the nates, he made a mistake. It was Zahruri B'Amahu D'Chazah. He was seeing a reflection of the sun. Kamash Malan, that no, we don't say that people make that kind of mistake. If somebody says right before, it cannot be matched up with somebody who says it was at sunrise. Okay, then we went on to bringing in the second witness, and then we went on in the Mishnah to discuss what happens if one of the Eidim says, I want to be Malamit Zchus, that we don't listen to him. And then we talked about what if one of the Talmidim wants to say that I have something L'chova, we don't listen to him, but if he wants to say something, v'schut, so then we bring him up, and he stays there, kol osei hayom, he's not yored, and he becomes part of the Bezdin for that day. Why only on that day? There's a braita that says, im yesh mamash bedvarav, if it turns out that he had something choshev to say that we needed to take into consideration, lo haya yored misham la'olam, I would keep him up there, at least for the entire length of this case. Im ein mamash bidvarav, if he doesn't have anything serious to say, then eno yorid kol hayom kulo. Then we leave them up there, because otherwise it would be extremely embarrassing. I mean, hey, we make this big deal bringing a guy up there, and then we say, ach, what an idiot, go back down where you came from. I mean, you know, we're not going to be getting many responses from the audience with that kind of response. Because of that, Kadesh Tote Eliyato Yiridalo, we don't want it to be an insult to him. So, but you see that there's certainly more than just staying there the whole day. Amar Abaye, yes, but the Mishnah is saying a minimum. In other words, in the event that there wasn't even anything important that he had to say, when the Mishnah was saying that it's the Ein Yorid Kol Hayom, that's true. That's the minimum true. So Tergamua Aim Ein Mamash Bidvarav. So you would understand the Mishnah as meaning a case where it turned out he didn't have what to say. Okay, then we go on to say, if we were able to find a schus for him, so then Patru. They sent him out on the spot. If it still looked like they were going for a conviction, so then you were mechuyev to wait until the next day. And you remember we dorish all of that from Sukkim in the previous parak. And during that entire day, they would not drink wine and so on, right? So how do we know that you don't drink wine? Yain maitaima lo, om revacha bar chanina, om akra, fascinating posuk again in Mishle. Uroznim Eishechar. Absolutely Eishechar, sort of like a modern, it's like the amoral, right? Eishechar, no wine. So the Roznim, people who are the ones that have the visions and are in charge, Ha'oskim Barazor Shalom, people that are Oisekin Din, is part of being Mechuber to the deepest secrets of the world. Wine is not appropriate. Al Yishtakru. All right, then we get to that last piece of the Mishnah. What happens if the Beis Din is deadlocked? So they can be deadlocked. Remember, so we had, they can be deadlocked by one judge saying, I don't know, which case we're Mosiv Dayanim. We can continue to be Mosiv Dayanim, says the Mishnah, to a maximum of the size of a Beis Din HaGadol, a Sanhedrin Gedolah, which would be 71. Once they get to 71, so then they might be deadlocked by having a majority of only one in favor of convicting. But you can't paskin with a majority of one. So the Mishnah, in order, I think Gemara said before, the Mishnah said, okay, we won't want to say things that are bad, so we give the case, and therefore they should continue being no save and no tain until finally one of the people who was voting for conviction changes his mind and votes for acquittal. Of course, it could have been the other way around. We just want to mention the good side of things. Anyway, what happens if nothing changes? Nobody is able to persuade anyone else, and so they are a deadlocked court. What do you do? Lo ra'umai? Omer b'yacha, well, there's nothing to do. If the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, cannot come to a decision, they send the guy home, potrinoto. Right? What are we going to do? Keep the guy in jail until 10 years later somebody makes up his mind differently? So at that point, a Beis Din that cannot paskin is essentially a vote for acquittal. So I don't understand. If you're telling me that a deadlock is a vote for acquittal, why don't we just acquit him? In other words, if we see we're not getting anywhere, so you say, well, keep at it, boys. Keep at it. Fight all day long. I mean, why don't we just say, v'hitzilu ha'eda, we're supposed to do our best to acquit the guy. And if we're in a state where currently we are supposed to be acquitting him, if nothing changes, we're going to be acquitted. So why would we fight to see that there would be a change which might endanger his life because we may end up convicting him? So then lifterei mi'ikara. Omar le, so Abaye said, that's a very good point, but it is a bizoyan for a Beis Din to be unable to actively reach a din. And you're going to have everybody walking out of that Beis Din in a sense of irvuvia. We've been talking about irvuvia in the Chumash. So a sense of irvuvia, a sense of confusion, is exactly the opposite of what a Beis Din is for. A Beis Din is there for clarity. A Beis Din is there for metamim devorav, meir devorav. So this would be a terrible bizayon. Ikiri Amri. Others say that was a little bit of a different discussion, and that actually What Rav Papa said to Abaye is why, forget about why we go through all of this argumentation. Why don't we say that we're deadlocked in the original state where the Esrim V'Sholesh don't come to a psak? Why do we keep adding Dayanim? By adding Dayanim, we're making it again possible for this person to be executed. So if we have a reason to potter him at this point, we have a deadlocked best. Omnam, it's a best in Esrim V'Shlosha. What's Mechayev you that you have to make a bigger and bigger best until we're able to find a way in which we can be Mechayev him? Why do we do that? At this point, Loma Li Yosifu, Lifter Emi Beidina Kama, a Bezdin of Esrim V'Shlosha is the Bezdin that we need. They can't come to a decision, so then he's Potter. Omar Leis, Abaye said to Rav Papa, you should know that there is, in fact, a Tana that agrees with you. Reb Yossi is Koi Kavatach. The Tanya, Reb Yossi Omer, Kishem She'in Mosifin Al Beitin Shal Shivim Ve'achat, Kach Ein Mosifin Al Beitin Shal Esrim V'Shlosha. That Ein Achinami. There is a concept of this is a Sanhedrin Katana, and there's no need for us to tamper with it. Tana Rabbana. Omer bedine momenos nizdakein hadin. We make a statement at times about a case that has to do with momenos. We say, this case has become old. Or what is that supposed to mean? Ve'en omer bedine nefashot nizdakein hadin. But we don't say that about dine nefashot. What the heck, says the Gemara? My nizdakein hadin, what do you mean? I mean, if what you're trying to say is that this case has become so complicated and that we should therefore not paskin it at this stage. So you know, kash dina, when something becomes very, very overdeveloped, I mean, so we're losing our place here. Maybe that's what it means. I mean, so then it should be just the opposite. If that happens with dinei nefashot, so then we would be more interested in delaying a psak. We're actually even saying, look, we can't reach a psak when it comes to dinei nefashos, where we have the mitzvah of yitzilo ha'eda, right? What sense would it make to say, well, we can say that in dinei momenos, but not in dinei nefashos? It should be exactly the opposite. Yipchami bo'ele. Omri Ravuna bar Manoach, b'shmei Ravacha b'rei Ravika. Actually, you're right. It was switched, and it should just the opposite. It should say, when it comes to dinei nefashot, the court can decide that this has become overly complicated, and we need to take a break, or we need to potter him. But not when it comes to dinei momenos. Rav Ashi says, no, it's not reasonable that we flipped it. Let's give a different interpretation to the meaning of nizdakein hadin. And you know what nizdakein hadin means? It means this din was beautifully worked out. So at the end of the psak, you can say, Chacham Dina, this was a beautiful case. It's a clear-cut case, and we should be happy that we decided it in this fashion. So that you should say, yes, by Dine Momenes. But when it comes to Dine Nefashos, you always want to allow the case to be reopened by someone who comes up and says, wait, I have a different way of looking at it. So on the contrary, don't say, that's the thing, don't say when it comes to dinei nefashos, what a beautiful psak. It's not a beautiful psak. You're waiting for somebody to come and say it was a mistake. Meisvei. Gadol shebadayanim omer nizdakein hadin. Now look, a braita says that it's only the oldest, most choshev of the dayanim that says those words, nizdakein hadin. So if you're going to tell me that it means actually what we're saying it means now, that this din was brilliantly decided. Okay, and that makes sense, that it should be said by the person who has the best judgment and the most experience in cases, so he can get up and say, you know, in my experience, this is a beautifully analyzed din. Fine. But if you're going to tell me it means, oh, this is just too complicated, it's gotten out of our hands, I mean, what, we're going to make the most choshev dayan say something that's insulting to himself? I mean, what's he going to get up and say, well, this is too much for me. I don't know what's going on. Let's forget it. I mean, that doesn't make sense. Lo sagi de lo amar gadol. We're going to make the greatest of the dayanim. He's the one that has to be embarrass himself. Kisufi de komichsef nafshe. So we're going to say he should embarrass himself? Says the Gemara, yes, I got news for you. It's always better to embarrass yourself than have somebody else embarrass you. So, okay. So if he gets up and he says, gentlemen, this has gotten out of hand and I can't handle it, it's a lot better than having some critic write in the newspaper, ah, what a bunch of idiots. They were unable to come to Psakdin and not Besdin, right? So that would be the explanation. Now, Ikeni Amri, just the opposite. If you tell me that we understand it the way we originally understand it, Kash Dina, this is too complicated, that would explain why we would want the greatest of the Dayanim to say it, because Eino Dormen Mitbayesh Mi'atzmon Mitbayesh Mi'achirim, that's the whole point. It's always less embarrassing to be admitting yourself your vulnerability than to have somebody else make a fool out of you. If you understand it the way we came out, that, oh, what a beautiful psak. I mean, what, you're telling about yourself? Boy, did we do a good job. I mean, that doesn't make sense. Doesn't it say in the pasuk again in Mishle, Yahalel chazar velopicha, let others say good things about you. Don't sit around telling people how great you are. So over here, if the greatest of the Dayanim should be saying, this is a wonderful psak din, that's very inappropriate, isn't it? No, it isn't. Because shiny milta de vedinya da godol ramya. The idea of din, the whole point of din, is that what we are looking at is meant to be an objective reality as far as we could determine it. And that objective, the reality, is always placed in the mouth of the Godol HaDayanim, who is considered to be the objective individual who can express the total integrated das of the Besdin. He is the one that's responsible. Look, we had this in the Mishnah before. Gomru et HaDavar, when the din is over, ayu machdisim otam, and the Godol Shebedayanim would say, Mr. So-and-so, ata zakai, Mr. Plony, ata chayav, and so on. So that is the basis of din. It's always the Godol B'dayanim. If we're going to make any type of analysis or statement about the chashivas of the din, it's always going to have to be done by the Godol B'dayanim, and it's not viewed as personal praise. It's viewed as the objective statement of the single mind of the Besdin. Adran Allah Hayu Botkin. My goodness gracious. All right. We've got a real Richie moment over here, and we're ready to continue. Woo. First, the dream. Yes.
We're going over the same furrows again and again and being. Bringing life to the whole of it, similar to the moon coming back to bringing new life. Maybe that aspect of the repetitive work of the shore wrote the Tua shore. Maybe that's an aspect of the shore. Keeps on doing the same thing over and over in the same lines.
It's a very nice remnant. I like that. It's also, I mean, it's in line with the Gemara that talks about, you know, the idea of going over specifically in the arguments between Shaul and David. Okay. Anyway, moving on now into the sixth parak. All right. So the last thing that we had over here was all of the process of the din and how we reached the verdict. Now, the next Mishnah talks to us about the next unfortunate stage, the Nigmar HaDin. So now if we find him guilty, now we have to start talking about the way in which a chiyuv misa is carried out. So nigmar adin, motzino tolo soklo, we have to take him out in order to be sokolim. And that's, why do we say take him out? Because beit haskila haya chutz lebeitin, shenemar hotzei et hamekalel. You have to have the mokum of the execution is not next to the besdin. It's away from the besdin. As we're going to see, we learn out in from the Posikot Seata Mekalel, which means that if Moshe Rabbeinu was in the middle of the Machana, then as the Rambam points out, this would be 6 kilometers away. We don't want the Besdin to be directly associated with the execution. Now, as they take the man out, the defendant out, Echad Omeid Al Petach Beit Din Vasudarim Biyado, so we have somebody standing right at the outside of the Beis Din, and he's got flags as a sign to be able to communicate that the Beis Din has come up with a new idea. And there's another guy, Vesus Rachok Mimenu, Kedei Shei Ro'ehu. The Gersa of the mission is Adam Rochev Sus. So there's a man on a horse that is within eyesight of those flags that the person who is at the door is holding. If someone comes up to the Beis Din and says, wait, Yeshli Lelameda Lav Zechut, I have an idea. Maybe we can reopen the case. So then the man at the gate starts waving the flags. The horse immediately takes off, runs, and stops the execution procession. So Halaminif Pesudarim, Vasus Ratz Umamidan. Not only that, but even if the who's now no longer defendant, he's now the man on death row, the condemned person, even if he says, I just came up with an idea that I want to present to the court, which they didn't take into consideration. So Yesh Li L'Lameda L'Atzmi Zechut. We will bring him back, open up the case again. We could do this 4 or 5 times, even if every time we end up still being b'chai of him. But, I mean, it has to be that he's saying something that we need to actually discuss. I mean, if he's just playing for time, so then we don't do it 4 or 5 times. Beit HaSkila, you say the Beit HaSkila has to be outside of the Beis Din, but that's not all that it has to be. It's not right outside. The Beit HaSkila, it says in the Bright of HaTanya, Beit HaSkila Yachutz L'Shalosh Machanot. It had to be completely outside of the city. The Shalosh Machanot, in terms of Yerushalayim, would mean that it's even outside of the living area, not only outside of the Lishkas HaGozis and outside of the entire Machane Levia, but it's also outside of Machane Yisrael. Yes, you're right, 100%. In Kedika Amre. But why did the Mishnah say it like this? Because it's saying that at a minimum, it needs to be outside. Let's say in a case, Renafkamina, Di Nafik Beidina V'yatef Chutzul Shalosh Machanos. How about if the Beis Din went out of the Machane, and the idea over there is that the Esrim V'sholesh, remember, Sanhedrin of Esrim V'sholesh does not have to be by the Lishkas HaGozis. As long as there is a Sanhedrin Lishkas HaGozis, we're still dandin in the fashas. So suppose this Beis Din was outside of the Shalosh Machanos. So that means that it's one of the Batei Dinim that was at the gateway to the city. So you might think that, okay, so then it would be all right to be Sokel the person right here, where the Beis Din is. No. Therefore, it's coming to tell me, Avdinan Beit HaSkila Chutz L'Beis Din, even so, Ki Heched Olam Ischazei Beit Din Rotzchim, either because we don't want, as much as possible, we don't want the Beis Din to be directly associated with the actual execution, because then they look like murderers. The court goes and kills people. Or the alternative, which as every schoolboy knows, there's nothing like cramming for a test, right? So you don't know a darn thing until 10 minutes before. That's when all of a sudden you get it all packed into your mind. Well, the same situation over here. Look at the drama, right? An amazing drama of the Mishnah. The guy's waving the flags. The horse is running. And wow. Now you're telling me all of a sudden we came up with this. We've been thinking about it, working about it. All of a sudden we came up in this last dramatic 30 seconds before the man is executed. Exactly. So by increasing that sense of urgency in the last minutes, we could save the guy's life this way. Speaking about Cates and Yom Kippur, huh? Beautiful. Minane Mili. Okay, next thing we said, which we said over here, needs to be the Hotseyat Mikalel. So the moker that it's Sholesh Machanais, we took for granted, is the fact that it says Hotseyat HaMikalel. But how do we know that Hotseyat HaMikalel means take him outside of all Shalosh Machanais, take him outside of the city? maybe it means just take him outside of where Moshe Rabbeinu was. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Machane Levi'ah. Take him into the Machane Yisrael, as we'll see. We'll get to that. Okay, so we said it's Chutz Shalosh Machanot. So the Bright explains, well, that's what you say. Maybe that's not what it means. Maybe it means Chutz L'Machane Achat. So Ne'emar kan mechutz l'machane benogeya, this din of Totseyat HaMikalel. What is the Lashon? Outside of the encampment. Now we find that same Lashon used with the Purim HaNisrafim, which is the Par Kohen Mashiach, or the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. So over there it uses exactly the same language. It says mechutz l'machane, and that's Gzeirah Shavah. The words Michutz L'machaneh therefore teach us that just like the Purim HaNisrafim, it means, as we're going to see in a moment, Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot, Afkan Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot, means outside of all three of the Machanot. But how do you know over there that's what it means? V'hata minala. So how do you know that it always means Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot? Ah, the Tanur Rabbanan, that was a different issue. This is the question. How do we know where we're supposed to do the Sreifa of the Purim HaNisrafim, such as the Par Kohen Gadol, if he had made a mistake in Psak, or such as the Par Helam Dover, where the entire Tzibur brings because the Bez Din HaGadol made a mistake in Psak? Titan Rabbana, Votzi et kol hapar el michutz l'machaneh, this means chutz l'shalosh machanot. And there, too, we asked, Ata omer chutz l'shalosh machanot, maybe it only means chutz l'machane achat. Take it out of the Beis HaMikdash and burn it in Machane Levi'ah. Kishu omer el michutz l'machane bepar ha'edah. Remember that we have two different korbanos, one immediately after the other. So we start off in the parsha of the Chatas in Vayikra. We start off with the din of the Par Kohen Mashiach. And then we go on to talk about the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. And it interrelates the two of these in the Pasuk by saying in the second one, which is the Par Ha'edah, it says El Michutz L'Machaneh as well. Now, it didn't need to say El Michutz L'Machaneh, did it? Because it said before, V'sarafoto kasher sarafot ha'par harishon, burn the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur in the same exact place that you burned the Par Kohen Mashiach. So why does it add Michutz L'Machaneh? Since I know that already about the Par Kohen Mashiach, obviously that adds an additional Machaneh, which now reflect one on the other. So that gives you a Machaneh Shnia. Now I know that we at least is outside of Shtei Machanot. Now, when you take a look at the pasuk that says what to do with the Trumat HaDeshen. So it says over there that when you get a lot of ashes on the Mizbeach, Upashat et Bikadav, Vilavash Bikadim Achirim, Votzi et HaDeshen, El Michutz L'Machaneh. So it repeats over there, El Michutz L'Machaneh, right? Haha. Now, why do I need to say El Michutz L'Machaneh? Because after all, when we took out the Par Kohen Mashiach, guess where we took it out? Michutz L'Machaneh, al shefech ha'deshen yisaref. So basically, we've already said that the place that we take out the Par Kohen Mashiach to is the same place where the Trumas HaDeshen was taken out to be burned. So then why does it add, again for the Trumas HaDeshen, el michutz l'machaneh? That adds a third machaneh. So now we see, beautiful, no? Now we see it has to be chutz, l'shalosh machaneh is, li'tein le machaneh shlishit. So now that we know that the Par Kohen Mashiach is chutz l'shalosh machaneh, so now that would mean that every place where it says b'chutz l'machaneh, we have this gezerah shava to tell me it means chutz l'shalosh machaneh. But wait a minute. There's another place where it says b'chutz l'machaneh, and that would be in the parsha of Shchutei Chutz. So there we have that beautiful pasuk. Ish ish v'beit Yisrael asher yishchat shoro kesev o'ez b'machaneh. And dig these words. O asher yishchat michutz l'machaneh. Ah, so we have a michutz l'machaneh over there. What does it mean over there? Well, Pasuk continues, Ve'el petach ohel moed lo hevio lakriv korban l'Hashem. So what does it mean over there? Chutz l'machaneh. It means only chutz l'machaneh achat. So maybe we should learn from there chutz l'machaneh achat, not chutz l'shalash machanehs. Ari? Ori was there first. Now, this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nimtza bonot zrizot and banim atzelim. What's going on?
I'll challenge him to a crime.
I mean, we've got our youngest participants. Who's going to be on top? All right, we'll give him tomorrow. But anyway, so shchut echutz, yeah, that is funny, right? So shchut echutz is one machana, and it uses exactly the same lashon. So why don't we say, ma'alahalan chutzul machana achat, afkan chutzul machana achat? How do you know which one of the chutzul machana you're supposed to use as the model for all of the chutzul machana? Well, I mean, it's obviously more reasonable, isn't it, to learn it from Purim HaNisrafim. I'll tell you why. I'm going to tell you four reasons why it makes more sense to learn it from the Purim HaNisrafim. And in order for you to easily remember all four reasons, I'm going to give it to you as a simon. And that is, Hotzei el michutz l'machaneh, machshir u'mechaper. Now, this stands for four different things. Hotzei. So first of all, it uses the lashon of hotzei el michutz l'machaneh, both in the Mekalel case and in the Purim HaNisrafim case. It doesn't say the word hotzei, obviously, bashrut echutz, all right? Then it uses the word el michutz l'machaneh in both of those cases. Well, it doesn't say el michutz l'machaneh when it comes to shrut echutz. It only says asher yishchat chutz l'machaneh. What happened to the el? So it makes more sense to compare el michutz l'machaneh to el michutz l'machaneh, right? Okay, instead of just comparing it to michutz l'machaneh. And number three, it's a makshir. Makshir, what we mean over here is not makshir, but kosher, meaning you're doing things right. So when it comes to the mekalel, you're supposed to go out of the machaneh. And when it comes to the Purim HaNisrafim, you're supposed to be burning it michutz l'machaneh. But when it comes to shrut echot, you're not supposed to. So doesn't it make more sense to compare two things that are the description of what's meant to be done rather than to compare it to something that is a violation of what's meant to be done? And number four, it is michaper. Both of these cases of the mikalel, who we're going to stone him, and the case of the burning the parkoin Mashiach, those are acts that bring about kapora. The Mekalel is going to be mitchaper, and he'll be able to be zerchet or olam haba because of the fact that he got a kapora for his chet. The parkoin gadol, part of the process of kapora, of atonement, is to burn the remnants of the par michutz l'machaneh. Well, when somebody goes and is shoychet michutz l'machaneh, he sure ain't bringing a kapora. He's getting himself in trouble. So we have four reasons where it's more reasonable to compare the Mekalel to the Parkoin Mashiach. Well, so Zigmar, I can counter that by giving you four good reasons to compare it, on the contrary, to Shrut Echutz. And I can give you a nice simon too. Don't think you're the only one who can give me a simon. And Shekain, here's my simon. Adam chotei b'neshama pigul. A man who sins to his soul is disgusting. And what does that stand for? Well, that stands for Adam. So the word michutz l'machaneh was referring to in the case of the Mekalel on a human. And the case of shochet shchut echutz is a human. It doesn't make more sense to compare human to human than to compare human, the Mekalel, to burning an animal, michutz l'machaneh. Makes more sense to compare humans. Both cases are cases of people who did a chet. The one who was Mekalel, he blasphemed. That's a chet. The one who's shechet shrut echutz, that's a chet. Let's compare the two cases of chet. Nishama. So in the cases of the Shrute Chutz, is an act of actually killing. He shechted an animal. And the case of taking out the Mikalel, it's a case of killing. We're going to be killing this person by stoning him. So they're both more, it's more reasonable. The case of the Parko and Gadol, I mean, that animal was shechted way before. Now we're just simply completing the burning. And furthermore, we have also the concept of Pigel. So to say that the two things that have no connection to each other. So we have something that is Shechted Bichutz. There's no way that Shchute Chutz could possibly become Pigel, and there's no way that there could be any dinim of Pigel that has to do with the Bekalel. Mashem Kain, when you're talking about Korbanos, I mean, there you have all of the various dinim of Pigel, and this is something that might have been puzzled, the Korban might have been puzzled, if it was at the wrong time, and so on. So, they have much more connection because they're outside of that Pigel idea. Yes, true, you can add up your 4 and 4 if you want to, but the Tana is looking to something that is more fundamental. And more fundamental is the idea of what you're supposed to be doing as opposed to learning out something you're supposed to be doing by something which stands in complete violation of what you're supposed to be doing. That makes more sense. It's not just a matter of adding it up, 4 against 4. And so rationally, this is the way to learn it. Or, Rav Papa says, no. The whole thing is very simple. How do I know it's Chutz Mishalosh Machanos? I have to get into all of this. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu when the din of the Mikalel was brought to him? Moshe Echav Yosef, the Machane Levia. The place of Moshe was in Machane number 2. The Torah says to him at that point, Hotseya te Mikalel el michutz la Machane, which means outside of your Machane. So to Moshe, relative to Moshe, chutz la Machane would have had to mean outside of Machane Levia. Okay, so you'll say, all right, but that's not Chutz Mishalosh Machanot, that's Chutz Mishtei Machanot. True. But then the next pasuk says, Vayotziu et HaMikalel al Michutz LaMachaneh. So now we have yet another Machaneh that was taken out of. That's Chutz LaMachaneh Yisrael. Nah, come on. That second pasuk wasn't telling you what to do. It was saying that they did it. Haimi boy leila asiya. Moshe was told, take him Chutz LaMachaneh, and the pasuk says, they took him Chutz LaMachaneh. How do you have a right to say that adds an additional Machaneh? Not true, says the Gemara. Asiya be'ed yaktiva. There's a pasuk at the end that says that they did it. Uvnei Yisrael asu kasher tziva shevet Moshe. So what's the point of writing Vayotziu et HaMikalel el Michutz LaMachaneh? Therefore, it must be coming to tell me, add another Machaneh. But wait a minute, if that's true, so then what would be the need for saying v'yirgamu oto evan, and they stoned him with a stone? So what are you going to learn from that? It says at the end they did whatever they were told to do. So why do we need to explain this? If you're telling me that this is not an asiyah, and that it's an irrelevant additional description of an asiyah, how do you explain that part? What do we learn from there? We do learn from there. Ahumi boile l'kidatanya. The Bright explains when it says Vayirgamu oto even, it means oto. They stoned him. I mean, I could have just said Vayirgamu even. Vayirgamu oto means that we're focusing on the object. The object is the human. So from there we learn that he is naked when he is stoned, because otherwise we're not being rogame oto. We're being rogame a projection of the clothes that he's wearing. So this tells us, oto velo biksuto, he is stoned, not his clothing being stoned. And when it says aven, what does it mean? She'im meit be'even achat, even though it says elsewhere gomu ba'avanim, but if one stone can finish the guy off, that is faster and more merciful. And you'd be yotzi with that. And we do need, nonetheless, both psukim. Because on the one hand, it says that they used oven, v'yirgamu oto oven, and yet We also have the same Lashon in the Pasuk that talks about Avanim. So it says, Mot Yumat, this is Binogea, the Mekoshesh Eitzim, Rigom Oto Ba'Avanim. So how come over here it says Oven, and there it says Avanim? Because, I katavachmana oven, hava mina hechadolo meit bechada lo neteachrina mintile. If he didn't die, I would have said, by having one massive stone crushing him, so then we're not going to bring additional stones, and that would be double jeopardy. And we shouldn't bring other avanim. Katavachmana avanim. On the other hand, if the Torah had written avanim, hava mina miikara naite tarte, I would have thought that Shemuchuyev to not kill him in one shot, but to actually make him suffer with two blows. Katarachmana aven, that you're yotze with one, and therefore we're supposed to be becharlo mita yafeh, because of ahavta l'reacha kamocha, if you love your neighbor, you choose an easy way for him to die. Okay, that is the end of today's daf. If you don't mind and have patience for me to be able to say the Kaddish Derabbanan in honor of the yard site of my mother, then I would be grateful. Yitkadav yitkadash shmei rabo b'olamod ivrach yiruthei v'yamlich malchuthei v'yetzmach purkanei v'yikarev mishichei b'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chayedecho beit Yisrael b'agalo v'zman gori v'imru amein yehei shmei rabo Nivorach leolam leomei umayo, itborach leishtabach leitvor, leitvomam leitnase, leitador leitalev leitalo shmei dekutshab rechum, leela minkobir chatha vishiratha tushbechatha venechamatha, da amiran beoma vimbru amen. Al Yisrael v'al Rabbanan v'al Tamideon v'al Kol Tamidei Tamideon v'al Komandi Oskin v'yorayit Odi v'yathra Kadisha Adein v'nivachol Athar v'yathar Yehela honu chon shalom harab achino v'chizda v'rach amin v'chayin arichin v'mizonere v'chei ufurkana min kadom avondi v'shmaya v'ar avim v'u amin Yehei shalom harab amin shmaya v'chayim avinu ko Yisrael v'im v'u amin Kose shalom v'im romav We are Shalom Aleinu, we are called Israel, we are Amen.